This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 155. Today we're doing part two of five questions to improve your sex life.
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go.
Why did I talk like that?
What are you doing?
To improve your sex life.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the intro. Yeah.
I just heard it back and I was like, why do I sound like a toad?
I like sex.
That's my sexy voice.
She's like a really dehydrated person.
Actually, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I've had so much sex, I'm dehydrated. Did you say gross? Why is that gross? Being dehydrated is not gross.
No, it's just like, why would you say that? Anyway, oh my God.
Because I am funny.
Stop.
Okay. Off to a good start. Hey, Evolve Nation. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Hello, Evolve Nation.
We all right. We're going to have to. Anyways, so we're jumping into part two. This week's part two.
Part two.
So last week we cut it short.
Are we talking about mind and heart?
No, not yet. I'm just explaining what this episode's going to be like. Because you want to beat me to it. I know. You're like, I know. I can see you. I know. I can see you.
I can't even say it properly. I know.
But we did cut the last episode short. We were like talking and I was like, oh, we got to kind of.
Yeah, like wrap we've this been up. Talking too long.
Yeah, it's gonna be like going an 80-minute episode.
Yeah, which
I think people would be okay with.
Yeah.
In order to stay on trend for those busy parents who love hearing about sex and relationships.
Love sex.
Got to keep those things.
Even in parents love sex.
100%. And so today we're doing part two, which is gonna be the three questions that we have left, which are all kind of themed around the same thing, which I absolutely love. But first,
the same thing being sex. What's on your mind and heart?
But first,
Eric.
What's on my mind and heart?
Eric's mind and heart. What's on Eric's mind and heart?
What's on my mind? You know, my mind has been really focused on like, how do I do less so I can do the things that I want to do better? I've been thinking about that a lot.
Not where I thought you were going with
that.
Yeah.
So I've actually been thinking like, oh man, I'm doing so many things, but what if I just did a few things really, really well?
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I've been thinking about lately in my business and my life. I'm thinking like hanging out with the kids and stuff. It's like, what if I just like, what if being a dad to me was like, if I just did these five major things really, really well,
mm-hmm.
like, would that create more of an impact in my kid's life than if I just tried to do everything all the time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking about that a lot lately of like, how do I start, for lack of a better term, like trim the fat, you know, in my life, in my business, in, you know, in all kinds of stuff. How do I do less? So that I do the things I want to do more intentionally.
Bigger impact.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's been on my mind. What's been on my heart? Just again, just like so filled with love and connection and fun. And I have been thinking a lot about this idea of practicing love, right? So love is not just like a thing. It's not a feeling necessarily. But like, what if to me, love was like a practice, something I did daily, practice loving myself, practice loving my partner, my kids, my community, like all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, like that has been making me feel awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like I walk around, I see people on the street. I'm like, say hello. I smile. I try to talk to. At the end of the day, I feel super, like my cup is filled.
Nice.
I feel awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's been on your mind and heart lately?
What's on Kate's mind and heart?
Kate's mind and heart. Who is that guy? I just jumped in here on the mic. Who is that?
Even your face changed.
It's a different person.
What's up, Mormon?
Yeah. It's like a split personality.
Oh my God.
Okay, we have to get through this episode.
I actually snorted.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. So what's been on your mind and heart?
My mind and heart. What has been on my mind? My mind. What has been on my mind is yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been reading up a lot on yoga. I had my whole yoga weekend a few weekends ago, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's been kind of like in the back of my mind a lot. I've been doing like a yoga practice every single morning, kind of seeing what it is I like, how could I bring it to my own practice, and if I ever want to teach it, like what kind of teacher would I be, and just kind of getting curious about that and, you know, kind of thinking. And today I picked up our son from Scouts, and there was some really nice, like, you know, those new apartments they built, they have like these huge windows in front of them and they kind of look out
right
on the water-ish area. I'm like, that would be a perfect place for my yoga studio.
That would be, yeah.
My future yoga studio for after I'm done my 200 hours.
I can see how much it lights you up. And I think the program you're taking is so like close to you because you love like the 10 lunar phases of the planet and the crystallization. Like you love that stuff. You know, I don't know anything about that stuff, but I love that you love it.
Yeah, I know. And the other day I was talking to you and I was like, the Bhagavad Gita and the chakras and you were like,
how long did I look interested though? Must have been like a few seconds at least.
Until you walked away and I was like, I'm talking to a wall.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was I was like, you gotta get the hint. I'm literally walking away from you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I want to learn Sanskrit. Like, I'm all into this. I'm like, I am all in.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you fired up.
Yeah.
What's been on your heart?
My heart has been, I'm trying to strengthen my heart. I'm trying to work on.
You're doing a lot of cardio.
No, not like that. My emotional heart. But I do really want to start doing cardio now that I think about it. Yes, I was thinking about running. I need to talk.
It's like emotional resilience. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. Like just like not allowing myself to fall so deeply into my emotions and so hard, like, and getting lost into them. Mm. And it's funny because this girl at yoga the other day, she said this analogy. And actually, it's RuPaul that said it. And I was like, this person is a genius. But it was like something about like, you can look at the darkness, just don't stare at it or something like that. And it's true. Like, you know, and that's my problem is I'll feel an emotion like, oh, you know, that hurts. Like, it's like, oh, like, and that feels nasty inside of me.
Yeah.
And instead of just like letting it pass and being like, oh, there it is. It's fine. Like, I'll stare at it. I'll be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then I'll judge the emotion and then I'll judge why I'm judging it.
Bring meaning to it and start defining myself.
And then I start using that emotion to define myself as a person. Like, oh my gosh, I must be depressed. I must be this way. I must be that way. And it's like, oh, slow down. Like, you're just having an emotion, man. You don't have to freaking analyze it. Like,
But I will say, though, I totally understand what you're saying. I think a lot of people can relate to you. I will say, you know, if people are raised in homes where emotions are not good, you know, you should not show emotion and you should be stoic and all that stuff. You can bring a lot of judgment to your emotional experience.
Yeah. So right? I think that's kind of what I'm working on right now with my heart is just saying, you know, like, And practicing mindfulness, and I've been meditating every day, and really like my goal for doing this is to allow myself to feel and not judge it so hard or not fall into it so hard. And yoga is helping with that too, right? Because, you know, when you're holding a squat and your muscles are burning and you're shaking and it hurts, as you remember, like, this is just a temporary feeling. Like, this will stop. This won't hurt forever.
Yeah.
And it's and if I can take that practice off the mat and do it in my own heart, that would help. But, you know, it's a practice.
100%.
It's a practice.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with me.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome. You and all of our Evolved Marriage Nation.
Just getting out of hand. So today we're talking about the next three questions. Yeah. So as we did before, we're going to invite the listeners to reflect on these questions. Also ask them to your spouse if you find that's appropriate, but also discuss them with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People should be having more discussions about these type of things.
Yes. But before we start with these questions, I do want to go back on a concept because these three questions are very much, you know, surrounding this concept of Emily Nagoski's brakes versus accelerators.
Yeah. Like the dual response system.
The dual response system. So what happens is everybody has brakes, everybody has these accelerators in their body. And it's kind of a way for your brain to either get turned on. So those would be like your sexual accelerators or to get turned off, kind of stop yourself from wanting sex, desiring sex, or desiring any act of physicalness.
Yeah. So the brakes go on when you need to be protected. It's saying like, ooh, watch this, you know, don't go that way.
Yeah.
The brakes go on in your mind.
Yeah.
Saying, don't get turned on, don't get excited, ignore all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the accelerators are, ooh, that's something you should probably, you know, do a little more of that because it's going to feel good. And
yeah, right? So
and it's different for everybody.
Yeah, everybody has this duality. Sometimes some people's brakes are a lot more sensitive mm-hmm. than their accelerator, and some people's accelerators are a lot more sensitive than the brakes. And there's no one way to be that's better than the other. It's just how your body individually is wired, and everybody is wired differently. And
well, and it's not just your body; it's also your belief systems.
Well, I mean, I went like figuratively speaking, your body is wired that way.
Okay. Because I'm very logical and literal. So no, but I really want to make that difference here because, you know,
this
is very
you.
Like whether you're a man or a woman, it could be different.
Yeah.
Your upbringing, your cultural background, like there's just so much that goes into this and it's individualistic for everybody. So just understand that we all have things that turn us off. And things that turn us on.
Yeah, and we do have past episodes that actually we talk way more in depth about this. So if this is something you're like, what an amazing concept. Well, we didn't come up with it. Emily Nagowski did. And also we have a past episode all about it.
Check it out.
Check it out.
All right, so first question.
Evolve Nation. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's going to get old.
Next week, new co-host.
This one's fire. Okay. So question number one, what activates my accelerators? Mm. And as we spoke about last week, these are questions I am asking myself. So Kate, what activates?
What activates? You'll get there.
My accelerators.
Yeah. What activates your accelerators? So what is it that you observe, think, feel, etc. that turns you on?
Right. And it's not so much that turns me on like, ooh, this is kind of getting me turned on. Like not in that way. An accelerator is more of what is it that makes me want to desire sex.
Mm-hmm.
So pour moi, it would be, I'm passing this question on to you,
sir. Oh, wow.
Okay. I got to think about this one. Not much. I'll be honest. Not much activates me.
I mean, it would be easy for me to say everything.
Oh, I
thought that. But
no, but it's true. Some people it is.
Yeah, no. For me, honestly, I think, so I'm definitely spontaneous
other
desire.
Other than my yoga pants.
Yeah. So that was the first thing I was going to say. I don't know how I get anything done around this house. You walk around the gym.
Every time.
But so I definitely think that what accelerates me now is much more narrow than what used to kind of light up my accelerators, because I think it's much more focused on you.
Me, Kate?
Yeah, you, Kate. I think that, you know, it's not like a thing people do or whatever that brings up those arousals in me. I think sometimes it's specifically
what Kate does.
Like you, what you're wearing, how you're being playful, how you're being flirtatious, your energy,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think when you're laughing, when you're
snorting,
all that. I think for me, that is a great example of like what brings my accelerators. I will say that there's like kind of default things. So whenever I'm like around somebody that has like a really like beautiful scent to them,
mm-hmm.
that accelerate, like brings on my accelerators. Like, ooh, that makes me like desire that scent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too that I think, I'm actually thinking a lot now. So, but the other thing
like
too
actually
is,
now just when a human walks in front of me.
No, but I think it might sound weird to say, you know, I'm sure my therapist would love this one, but
oh geez,
I do like very outgoing, like assertive women. I think that's why, like when I think about your playfulness, your outgoingness, you're like, I think that's something that like I am attracted to that like mm-hmm. kind of like gets me excited. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm with somebody and they have like a really great energy
presence,
and they're outgoing. Yeah. And they have, I'm like, oh, I'm excited too. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so, and I think oftentimes like I'm seeking that from you, but sometimes I notice it, like I'll be at, you know, different clubs or I'll be like at the dojo or something and there's an energy and it's like, oh, that's like noticeable
mm-hmm.
over there. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so I think that's probably it. So yeah, yoga pants. Sense. Also energies. Just like often thinking about your body, like smelling your hair, touching your body, those things for sure. But definitely like, yeah, the sense of like aliveness, like life energy, like that's mm-hmm. very attractive to me.
Yeah. You're very attracted to the feminine because you're very masculine, right? So it's like your polar opposite.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. What about you?
Love it. So
Did you finally think of one thing?
Yeah, I did. I did. Actually, kidding. As soon as I passed the mic, I was like, nope, I thought of it. I thought of it. For me, accelerators is talking about sex.
Okay.
Yeah, when we talk about sex, that tends to put on the accelerators for me. Like, I'll be like, oh, well, now I don't have to think of all my other problems. I'm thinking of this conversation, and it's bringing my mind towards having sex. Because, you know, if we're talking about the kids, or we're talking about my family, or we're talking about what we're going to do this weekend and whatever, like, I don't necessarily, my mind does not think about sex, I would say, probably ever. I really have to bring my mind to think about sex. I have to go there, consciously go there.
And you need
there.
Help to get into that space.
And often. Sometimes, yeah, my accelerators would be that I need help to get there. Therefore, when we talk about sex, or when we're, you know, like, and I'll often bring it up. Like, I'll often be like, hey, like, you know, or what, you'll bring it up. Like, what is, you know, something that we did in the past that was like really like arousing to you? And then we'll talk about like specific moments between you and I, and that'll like kind of like get me like, ooh, like,
I want more of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to talk about this more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are kind of my accelerators. My main one, I think, would be that.
What happens that hits your accelerators?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you have conversations about sex, your accelerators get hit.
Mm-hmm.
So the gas pedal goes on in your brain.
Yeah. And if I feel like that want for connection, kind of like we talked about the last episode, if I have that desire for connection, that deep connection that I'm wanting, I'll probably be more likely to talk about sex with you. I'll maybe ask questions about sex, or start imagining things in my head that, you know, past sex things in my head, like whatever. And that will... suddenly my accelerators will start, like that ball will start rolling, and I'm
so
like,
so it's not just like me rubbing olive oil all over my body
and doing push-ups in our room.
Three. All right. What's the next question before this goes off the rails again? So I think the next question is like the opposite side.
Yeah, exactly. So what hits my brakes?
What hits your brakes? So what are you observing? What's happening that tells your brain, whoa, let's not get excited here?
Yeah. Like, I would say that I live my life with my brakes constantly on. So nothing hits them. I think the next question will be more pertinent for me.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even joking here. Like, I'm being serious. Like, I think my sexual brake is on a lot.
But so this is what I'm curious about. Like, when I think about brakes, it's actually like a resistance.
Like a turn off. Like, that's just not happening.
Yeah. It's like, so somebody... you know, it's like, oh, like I'm aroused by you. And you're like, nope, get away from me. Gross. Like, you know, kind of thing. Again, that's an extreme example.
Right.
But maybe what's happening is like, you're not on the brake and you're not on the accelerator. And it just actually takes a lot to get the accelerator going. I don't know if that's true for you. Maybe it is that you're just like resisting it all the time. Right. So when you see like a good looking man, you're like, don't go there. Don't think about that. Or is it just that?
No, like, I'll see a good looking man and not even think about sex. I'll be like, that man is good looking, but no part of me is like, let's have sex.
Right. So you're not like resisting it.
No, I just don't.
It's just your accelerator takes a lot of pressure to get going.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah. Okay. So I don't sit around life with my foot on the accelerator. Whoops.
On the brake. Yeah.
But
like, you're not really wary of sex. Like, got to make sure we don't have any sex. Don't talk about sex. Don't think about sex.
Yeah, I'm not like closing my eye to a guy to like, oh my God, please don't.
Or like, when I come to kiss you, you're not like, no kisses. I don't want this to go anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
But I think honestly, like what makes my brakes go is if if my mind isn't on sex, if I'm thinking about the kids, if I'm thinking about the kids at my work, if I'm thinking like, I think I just have a lot that kind of happens in my head, and often I have trouble like getting out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking of, you know, that little kid I had at the second period who's struggling and what can I do to help them. And then I'm thinking of like the temper tantrum our one of our kids had after dinner, and I'm thinking of what I'm going to do this weekend with my kids so I can show up better as a mom. Like, a lot of it has to do with kids, which to me, kids is the furthest thing from sex. Like,
Yeah. Like, but is there, I'm actually just really curious about this, but so in those moments, do you feel yourself like resisting sex, or does that only happen when like I enter into your aura with like bids for connection? Because I would imagine that when you're not in the right headspace and I'm like, hey, how's it going? Then your brakes go on.
Of right.
Like, nope. So, like, babe, hard you know, no. I love this, but I'm sorry. I'm not really into it. Yeah. Like to me, that would be an example of breaks, but I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I just think.
Maybe you're like on the lookout. Oh, here comes Eric. You put on the sweatshirt and like, you know, fart take a lot. Off the yeah. like, I don't know.
Take off your yoga pants. Yeah. Like, I don't. Put on the giant sweatpants. No, yeah. I guess. No, like, no, I'm not walking around with like swords up, but like, I guess if you come up to me and you're like, hey, hey, I'll be like, nah, because I'm there. Like my brain's thinking yeah. about.
So that's when things. You're like breaking. You're like, do not go there. Like yeah. You're saying that to yourself. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't get into this. Don't play this game kind of thing, for lack of better terms. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think, you know, well, the question again was like.
What hits my brakes?
What hits your brakes? It sounds like it's mostly around, like, in response to my bid for connection.
If my mind is elsewhere.
Right.
So I think my brakes are hit if we haven't had a lot of connection. If you and I have kind of been living separate lives in the same home. Because mm-hmm. that happens. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you're busy doing your things, I'm busy doing my things. We haven't had a lot of time to connect or talk or be together. And then you're like, oh, hey. And whoa, who is this stranger in my home? And what is he doing trying to get in my head that's too busy thinking about other things?
What's the threat there for you? Like, what is the resistance?
I think it's like the resistance is I'm thinking like, I'm not there yet. Like I think the fear is if I respond to this, hey, I might have to have sex in the next 5 seconds, and I'm not ready right. for that.
You'll look like you got swept into it.
Yeah.
And then you'll be too far into it to say no.
Yeah.
Because that's very common, right? Like women say this all the time, where it's like,
actually, yeah,
I felt like I couldn't say no.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's I'm afraid that if I say yes, then I won't be able to change my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid that if I'm like, fine, Eric, okay, I will try this. And then I'm afraid that like, oh, well, now I'm started. I better finish this job.
So I think so many women right now are like yelling at their mind. Like, yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So I think the breaks is this feeling of like, I don't have time to finish this job tonight.
Ouch.
Which...
yeah, I get it. I get what you mean.
It's not
certainly does feel like a job
at that time when my mind is elsewhere. If we haven't been connecting, if I'm thinking about all the kids in my life, and we haven't connected, and I don't have that like playful energy with you. We haven't really been friends. We've been more partners, and like business partners and household partners. It's hard for me to tap into that playful energy with you that quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my fear is if I do kind of follow you in that energy, then I won't be able to like get out of it.
Yeah. You'll have to like sacrifice yourself, betray yourself, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And then
keep quiet.
And we have made an agreement a long time ago in our relationship that we would not force ourselves.
No more bad sex.
No more bad sex.
No more sex where we're not experiencing pleasure and connection on both sides.
No. So even though it has become easier for me to stop in the middle of sex and be like, I'm done. I'm not feeling it anymore. Like it has happened. Mm-hmm. At times, especially when our connection isn't as strong, it's still difficult. That is still difficult for me to do. And then I'll fall into old patterns of like, well, I got to complete this. And that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And it's exactly. It's a betrayal of myself, but it's also a betrayal of our relationship because we have made that promise to each other.
Yeah. And so it sounds like for you, the breaks is like the thought that you're not going to be able to say yes, but only a little bit. Like, yes, let's see where this goes. Like that you're not gonna be able to do that.
I don't wanna like lead you on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And you don't wanna like to create conflict and then me being like, yeah. What you wanted you do? Like,
yeah. Like, you know what because, I mean? And I think that that's a very normal pattern in our relationship and in many relationships, I'm sure, is that idea of when you're disconnected, when you haven't been as connected, conflicts happen easier. Mm-hmm. They happen faster and they're stronger. And they're harder to heal from because you don't have that solid foundation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Anytime you need me to insult you.
To tell me why you don't want to have sex with me, I'm happy to.
Oh, goodness.
No, I think it's important, though, that you share that.
What hits your brakes?
I was thinking about this one. So for me, I think what hits my brakes is, you know, as I think about it now, so anything that is too silly. Like for me, when I think about the act of sex or having sex with you or things like that, to me, like it's important to me and I want to feel connected. And there is a certain, I don't want to say like it's serious business.
It's a ceremony.
Yeah, but sometimes definitely like you're...
okay.
But sometimes something happens where like, we'll be playful. And then you like do something and I'm like... Okay, that's like we took it way over the edge.
This
here.
Was the line, this is too and silly. This is you are way over.
Yeah, there. And now I'm just like I'm not into it anymore. Like, you
like
know what
we're
I mean?
Like,
oh, you just thought fight. About so, I know, oh, I things know. Like that.
It's yeah. like a tickle fight, and we're like, it's all cute, and then I'm like, punch you in the head, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's too, and then I'm like, that's too much. This is not fun anymore. So that for sure, often. I think too, like, there is something to me. That is very intimidating about aggression. And so I find that like any times, like this is just a general thing. Like when I see people like hitting each other and stuff, it's just something I'm not comfortable with. But it's so, like boxing matches and stuff. I just never been into that. But you know, sometimes we're like in the bedroom or we're thinking and you bring like this level of aggression and I'm just like, whoa, like that's too much. Like, you know what I mean? And I think even as I'm saying it now, like it's, part of me is like, ooh, that might be nice. But then when I experience it, I'm like, this is not working for me.
Yeah.
Like it's too aggressive. Like I don't feel comfortable. Like everything else comes up in me of like, whoa, wait a minute. There's aggression here. Like put on the brakes, stop.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think like any sort of, yeah, anything outside. I think about like, for me, I imagine this idea of like, here's the playground I want to play in. Anything that's way far on this side where it's like, okay, now you're like just way too silly and unserious. No, that's not for me. And then the other side, which is like, wow, this is like, you're way too aggressive. And there's like, it's actually pain is happening now. I'm like, I'm not into that.
Okay.
I would say those things. But for the most part, I do think I'm saying this now. I think between the two of us, I'm much more open to like discovery and like, you know, if you were like, oh, I want to try this. All right, let's try that.
Sure.
You know, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it, but I guess we could try it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything really to me that's like, I would be like, no, like I'm absolutely not doing that.
Yeah.
Or like, no, that's a total turn off. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think to me, probably that comes from, I like the idea of like sex being kind of this gray area playground where we discover. And so to me, it's like, oh, you want to introduce these things, well, let's introduce them and see where it goes. And right. If it doesn't, we can have the freedom to not, you to just take them out. You know what I mean? And I think that some people have the fear of like, oh, if I introduce this thing, I'm never going to be able to take it back.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, if we decide to do this type of sex, now it's going to have to be like that. Like, well, you did time. It that one time, so now we have to do it.
And you liked it.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have that fear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I would say that for the most part, my playground is pretty open.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the last question?
The last question is, what contexts allow for my brakes to be released? So I'll start that again. What contexts allow for my brakes to be released?
Yeah. So this is like,
I wish I could get through this question.
It's all
to
good.
Read it.
So this sounds like, you know, people who have very sensitive brakes or have their foot on the brake in terms of like they're resistant. They're kind of on guard.
Yeah.
For sex, so they don't want to open themselves up to it.
That,
yeah, and not like their fault. Like yeah. They're not actively like. Yeah. It's just like
that. But I think there's also some natural breaks. You know, your wife's sick. You just had a fight with your spouse. I mean, for some people that's an accelerator.
Oh, sure.
But I think
yeah,
generally
no, sure.
speaking, there's some pretty normal breaks. You know, just had a fight with my spouse. Probably not going to want to ask.
Well, I would say all the breaks
right
are normal.
They're
just up to you.
I mean,
right?
More general pop.
Okay, right. I see.
General
what you mean.
Pop. Yeah. Problems. So when you're feeling these general breaks, you know, you just had an argument, like what would get you from that argument to possibly releasing those breaks?
Back to neutral.
Back to neutral. Thing. Not necessarily accelerate, mm-hmm. but back to neutral, back to like not like I'm going to withhold sex from you because I am angry. Like,
yeah, I'm going to close myself up to it. Yeah. And I'm preventing myself.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so I think, yes, there's the part of, there's some people who just kind of have really sensitive breaks, but I think there's also the part of, like, there are some natural occurring breaks, and what would it take for you to release that break in order to possibly be open to accelerating?
Yeah, so when I just think about the breaks that I said, which were, you know, this idea of, like, bringing too much silliness and, like, okay, now we're not actually... it's not connecting to me anymore, or bringing too much aggression. I think what I would be looking for in those moments, like I'm really thinking like, okay, this just happened and now I'm like out of the moment, like no thanks. I think first off, like a genuine acknowledgement of like,
oh, I went too far.
Maybe like, yeah, like, oh, hey, not even like you went too far, but like, hey, I can see how that impacted you, right? Like I can see that the behavior I did just there, like definitely had an impact on you. I'm sorry about that. This really wasn't my intention. Like a genuine apology, but like, and then like kind of like a willingness to try again, to be like, you know, if you're up for it, you know, I'd like to maybe connect and maybe take this experience a little more seriously or whatever.
Okay.
Or even, you know, if it's on the aggressive part, be like, sorry, that was a little intense, or yeah. I shouldn't have called you all those names because it's not a turn on to you.
Do you think there's a part of you that feels sometimes like if I take things too far, do you think my intent, do you assume my intent in doing that is like a passive aggressive way of me saying, I don't want to have sex, but I don't want to tell you. But if I act like an idiot, you're not going to have sex. So I think that's why you kind of need that apology.
I don't think that. I think I make it more about me in that moment.
Okay.
And so in the moment, like it sounds like you're saying like, you're kind of trying to sabotage our experience because you're not into it.
Yeah. I'm afraid that's what you think.
No, that's not what I think. I think... in those moments as it's happening, I take it more along the lines of like, oh, like she doesn't really get me. Like she like, are we like this disconnected that she doesn't see that I'm trying to connect to her?
So by me apologizing, you then feel more seen. You feel like, okay, so she does see me.
Yeah. Like, oh, she does get that like this moment's important to me.
Yeah.
And that like, I want to connect with her in a genuine way.
Right.
Right. And so to me in those moments, it's much more about like, I think like if I think about like the tantrum kid inside me that's hurt, it's like, you know, like, doesn't she see like how this important this is to me? Mm-hmm. You know, like it's like if it, you know, if I think about like if I was like trying to do something and succeed and you were just like laughing at me as I'm trying, I'd be like, can't you see like I'm trying? Like, can't you see that I'm, you know? And I think so that's to me like the apology and reconnection I want would be more along the lines of like, I know this is meaningful to you, and because it's meaningful to you, like it's also meaningful to me.
Right.
And so I think it's more along those lines of what gets disrupted. But it doesn't mean that, you know, maybe you like calling me belligerent names during the act of sex. And so I got to respect that too, right? Like maybe that's your thing.
I don't know.
And so because that means something to you, maybe we can figure that out.
Yeah, we'd have to figure out something if that's what I wanted. But yeah.
So I think in those moments, that is what would kind of help me take my foot off the brake. Would be like a genuine like, acknowledgement and understanding of like how I feel. What about you?
I think for me, definitely this idea of like fun and novelty and just reminding me to like not take life too seriously, and not in the way of like, hey Kate, don't take life too seriously, but like helping me not take life so seriously, helping me get out of my head and
bringing
reconnecting
lightness
and
like playfulness,
helping me reconnect to my feminine when I'm stuck in my masculine.
Yeah. Like when I gave you the boxing gloves the other day and you're kicking the crap out of
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Well, is that feminine? Yeah, I guess that's feminine. But yeah, no, exactly like that. Like just to be like, hey, Kate, like have a little fun. It's okay. Like, it's okay. Don't be so serious.
But not in that way.
Definitely telling you. Not in that way.
Yeah, I can understand bringing almost like.
I ever tell you there was one of the instructors that and one day and she kept saying that don't be so serious, don't be so. It triggered me. I don't know. My God, it triggered.
It's just my face.
No, what?
It's like don't be so serious. It's just my face. I have a serious face.
That's just my face. Yeah. That's just me.
Like it'd be kind of weird if I was just smiling ear to ear all the time. And that's what psychopaths look like.
Yeah, no, she wasn't saying it to me. She was just like, she kept saying it to the class. Like, don't.
Maybe she was this isn't telling so herself serious. A mantra.
This isn't so serious. Yeah, I think it was her mantra, but I was like, this is triggering.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, no, definitely reminding me to have fun by initiating play, by initiating fun, by initiating silliness, by initiating novelty. Like, hey, I got us food from a new restaurant we haven't tried. Yeah. Let's go for a walk on a different path. Today.
Like, it sounds like that would not only like remove, for lack of a better term, like the pressure in your life of like, hey, it's got to be this way, but it sounds also like something that's very attractive.
Yeah.
Right? Like I think people in general are attracted to or want like new things, novel things, fun experiences, energetic experiences.
Yeah. And sometimes I get so lost in my own head that I forget like to plan those things for myself or for us. And so I need help with that. And that I know because we've seen it in the past, right? Where like we have this really nice, lighthearted day. And that's usually that
opens is
usually
up.
When I'm later on, I will actually, my accelerators will be more revved up versus just a normal, regular day to day groundhog day life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
And so for listeners, for Evolve Nation, the three questions this week are...
Yeah. Let's go back all five.
Okay. I like it. All five. I like it. Let's do it.
So number one, what is it that I want when I want sex?
Number two is what is it I like when I like sex?
Number three is what activates my accelerators?
Yeah.
My accelerator.
Number four is what activates my brakes?
And the last question is what contexts allow for my brakes to be released.
Yeah. So again, these questions are not only just to like grill your partner and interrogate them. Mm-hmm. They're also probably more primarily for you to do some self-reflection.
Yeah.
To understand, you know, your experience of sex. What is it you desire when you want sex? And again, I encourage you, right? Like if there's somebody in your life that you trust, maybe a friend, somebody like that, you know, if it is your partner, great. But just have these open discussions just so you get used to talking about sex in a way that feels safe and you know, with a person that you trust.
Yeah, and continue to check in with yourself because different life circumstances will bring different, you know, feelings and maybe, you know, different experiences will change the way you feel about sex. So I think it's important, you know, like every few months, ask these questions again and continue asking yourself and see and just check in where you're at and how it's different from last time.
Love that. All right, everyone. That wraps us up for this week's episode. If you did find value in this episode, leave a review. We always love to hear directly from you. And this really helps us grow our message and really help couples transform their relationships all over the world, because that's really what our legacy is all about. Also, if you are looking for some great resources in every single show notes in our podcasts, there's some resources there for you to grab. So there's our 4 skills to evolve your relationship. There's also our free Facebook community that you can join just for high achieving men who are focused on learning marriage skills. And finally, if you want to talk to me directly, there's a link there where you can book a breakthrough plan. So you and I can get a quick call to really understand where you're at, where you want to go, and set up a very simple plan to get you started and create some momentum. So all that is in our show notes. Please feel free to jump on those resources and take action. And I'd love a review from you. That always helps us out. Until next time, cheers.